I'm Tommy Gimler. It's the best time of year, especially if you're a Cubs fan. Optimism.
Gary Dudak, king of mandatory.com here. I'm also the star basketball player on the Prince of Wales Rec League basketball team that plays over in Mar Vista. Glad to be here.
Hello, I'm Barry Murphy. I'm back. I renegotiated my contract. I'm up to $22 an episode now from $18. I have a one-month commitment, kind of like, I don't know. But we're talking about gambling, and I absolutely love it, and I have problems.
And I'm T'Shawn Phillips, and I'm super excited to be talking about Major League Badminton.
The Daily Upper-Decker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys. Welcome back, Barry Murphy. Great to have you on board for your first one, Gary Dudak. You were actually doing these, though, when they were unofficial.
Yes, indeed. That is true.
And T'Shawn Phillips, if we really were going to do a badminton special, you know Rakish would be here. That's his puppy.
Are we really not doing that?
No, T'Shawn, it's the greatest thing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2015 Rakish Dud MLB Preview, where we're going to talk about really what would sports be without any money on them, right? I mean, we love sports, but we really love them because, you know, the guys who play them really love them because they're making millions of dollars, and we really love them because we're throwing tens and twenties of dollars on each game, right?
At least.
Making them that much more exciting. So what I decided to do here is we're going to do an over-under win total special where we're going to kind of do like a fantasy draft. We're going to go through – you can choose any of these over-unders here, and then at the end of the year, whoever wins between all of us here – gets $50 from each of the guys here, because I think we decided on that instead of beeches from each of our wives, right?
I didn't even know
that was up for discussion.
Yeah, well, I think that's what we can do. Either $50 a guy at the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't think that would have worked.
Can I pay with a lock of hair?
If it's your hair, it's pretty valuable.
This isn't the United Arab Emirates, buddy. Hair doesn't fly here as a form of currency. So what I assembled here is basically a group of three guys, three who really enjoy the game of baseball, that either on the south side of Chicago, on the north side of – where are you from, Murph?
I'm from the north side of Chicago.
North side of Chicago, okay. Well, I didn't know if it was like the north side or like –
it's the northwest side.
The Schaumburg shit. I didn't know.
There's a lot of cops and firemen there, so we're not allowed to talk about a lot of things.
Okay, all right. And I'm from Wisconsin, right? And then T'Shawn, he's from Canada. So three of us know a lot about baseball, I think. And then one guy knows jack shit about it. So it's a fun little experiment we're going to do here. We're going to draft some over-unders, and at the end of the year, we're going to see who knows more. One of the three guys who knows everything about baseball, or the guy who knows tennis
and badminton.
All right, so here we go. I've updated the sheets in front of you fellas with all of the current over-under win totals. I've also helped you out. I did a little bit of research today, and I went and actually learned how to read, and I went into ESPN, the magazine, and I put down what they think each team is going to end up with as a win total, and then also what Bleacher Report thinks each team is going to end up.
Bleacher Report really stretched some of these numbers, huh?
Well, I think like...
How are you 9-10 games off of Vegas?
Oh, well, I think what happens is the Daily Upper Decker, you know, they're just like guys like us that are writing, and I think that's a lot like what the Bleacher Report is. ESPN, the magazine, takes their numbers and their computers, and they get a bunch of stat services in, and then Bleacher Report just hires Jim from Atlanta
right.
And just says, here, what do you think? And right away he looks at the Nationals like, look at that pitching rotation, 100 wins. So without further ado, let's get this started here. The 2015 Dud MLB Preview, brought to you by the Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap. Find us online at dailyupperdecker.com, on Facebook, at Twitter, with the handle at Daily Upper Deck. And we have a Vine now as well. T'Shawn Phillips, you're on the clock.
Yeah, no, I really feel like I am kind of playing the role of Rakish in this particular episode of this fine podcast. I mean, I really
thought...
The fact
that you're unpaid for this or what?
I'm unpaid as well. So, yes, no, full role of Rakish. And I really thought that BR was something about, like, Banana Republic. So I was a little fooled by that. I did notice the numbers were quite a bit off, though. I'm going to start off, though, with because I, by mistake, I must have read some sort of baseball something. And I learned that... McCutcheon on the Pittsburgh Pirates had cut his locks.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and yeah, donated his dreadlocks to charity. I believe that they'll be able to sail on the the good vibes of such a gesture and an exceed 84 and a half wins.
I want to say that Tishon's going against the Bible, because when Samson cut his hair, he lost all his power.
Oh.
I think that's what's going to happen. Just personal, that's what's going
to
happen to my cousin.
Is that a good
talk
novel
to Rocky since the Indiana law got passed, by the way? He's like Mr. Indiana. Do you guys know anyone from Indiana in California?
Yeah, I know.
I do.
One guy
I know
went to Purdue.
A model out here, yeah.
Yeah?
A model, yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. That's the one state out here.
Actually, she was our first piece of eye candy on the dud, Brittany Murphy.
Oh, yes.
And she did a fun little video about it. She dressed herself up as like a prude.
Good for her.
And then defended the law, and then she dressed up as like her beautiful self, and then just shot it down. It was nice. It was good.
Nice.
Good video. Hmm. Hot and smart. All right, so Tishon Phillips going against the Bible, taking the Pittsburgh Pirates over 84 and a half wins. I'm on the clock next, guys. I'm going to jump all over it. This one, I think, is the biggest lock of the year, the Miami Marlins over 82 and a half wins.
So are you basing that strictly on their lineup?
And their pitching. I think their pitching is amazing.
Their
bullpen
good?
Is good. Oh, yeah. I love their pitching. Really? I think when Jose Fernandez comes back later in the year, late June, I think that's going to be the boost that if they're teetering right around the 500 mark, that's going to be the boost that gets them over.
I don't remember who their closer is. Do they have one?
Steve Cishek.
Ah, yes.
Steve Cishek.
Yes.
He's actually pretty good.
Actually, yeah, one of the better ones.
Mm-hmm. So there. I'm on the clock with that. Is there anyone else? Tishon, do you want to know why I took the Miami Marlins over?
Not particularly.
Okay, great.
That leaves a layup for me, in my estimation, and that's the under on the Yankees, 81 and a half wins.
Oh!
Gary and I were talking about public money, and this is a season where even the New York pundits will tell you that number should be in the 70s for sure. An absolutely abysmal pitching staff. Every guy on that team is junk. Ellsbury's good. We know that. Gardner's okay. He's not as good as everyone says he is. Teixeira's done. A-Rod's done. It's a bad team. Didi Gregorius probably wouldn't start on 25 teams.
Average age for the starting lineup is 46.
Yeah.
No, that 46, according to stats.
Seems right.
It's a bad team, and I think the division is slightly better than last year. So I'm taking the under. A lot of it has to do with public money, to be honest with you.
So the last time the New York Yankees finished at or below 500 was 1992. So that means by taking it under, you're saying it's going to happen for the first time in 23 years.
Yes and no. I mean, you're looking into a weird stat. Or in the middle of my scotch drink.
All right, good. So that's interesting. So 81 and a half. Did that move? Did that start at 81 and a half?
It hasn't. On Bermuda, it has not moved.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
no, none of the numbers have moved. There's been more movement in the minus pluses, but not a lot, believe it or not, even with any of these injuries that have come up.
Plus, okay. It's fixing to be an even smellier summer in New York this year. A lot more urine.
See, those details I would have
liked
to know.
Guys taking dumps in the street.
Yeah.
It is. You guys know that. All right, so in the AL East. Now, when you think about your champions here, guys, in the AL East, since 2001, the AL East champion has won at least 95 games. Which is strange because every year no one's ever projected to win more than 90.
Who won that many last year?
Baltimore.
They won 95?
They won 96 games last year.
I would have never guessed that.
96. So since 2001,
Jesus,
the AL East champion has won at least 95 games. This year they have the Red Sox to win 85 and a half and win the division. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
If it helps
more parity. You know?
It is. All right.
I like that word.
Parody?
Yeah, I never really knew what it meant until 5 years ago. Now I use it like I overuse it when it doesn't.
Once you spelled out, once you found it was spelled with a Y at the end instead of an IE, it's great. Gary, you're on the clock for two here now. A little wraparound.
All right.
Overs and an under. We got two optimistic bets and a typical Barry Murphy.
I think I'm going to keep the optimism rolling with a possible surprise. I am going over Seattle Mariners. Over 86 and a half. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm kind of an insider, and I listen to this podcast called Behind the Bets, and they had Prediction Machine guy on there, and they do thousands of simulations, and I think it was like 90% of the time the Mariners were projected to win like 89 games this year.
Well, they won 87 a year ago. And you look at their team, and they've gotten better.
Yeah, exactly. They got Nelson Cruz. They signed Cedar to contract.
Plus, Tejon Walker is going to be pitching.
Yeah.
Exactly. Is that how you pronounce his first name?
I think so.
Tejon?
Sounds right.
Tejon.
Sounds,
well,
yeah.
Well,
let's go with
Walker's
that.
In
Sean's
in
really
the
good at urban names. Is that how you say his name? T-I-J-U-A-N.
T-A-I-J-U-N?
Like Tijuana without the A.
It might be Tijuan.
Tijuan. Like a Volkswagen?
Yeah. That didn't sell well either. That was a bad name.
No, I'm huge on the Mariners. I like that play. I actually got scared by the over-under, and I just took them to win the division because the division odds were actually really good because the Angels. The Angels, everyone's blowing the Angels.
Yep.
Great pick right there.
I agree. I sat last night after watching all six episodes of Secrets and Lies. Mm. I sat down and did the AL West preview for the Daily Upper Decker, which comes out tomorrow. And I sat, and at first I was like, the Angels still have it. But once you pair each team up to each other, it's – no contest. Yeah. The Mariners just are better.
They have a far better pitching staff, the Angels.
Right. And the only place where the Mariners really falters their backup second baseman Dick Weeks. So I think
slash
Josh,
outfielder. He played left at the game out.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, so he wouldn't do it for the Brewers, but he'll do it for the Mariners. It's amazing what you do once you realize you don't have a contract in front of you. Oh, all right. Well, Gary, you're on the board for two. So we've got three overs and one under in the first round.
All right. Well, it's time to go back to Undertown because as much as you know that I'm a big White Sox fan and as much as I love and root for my Chicago White Sox as a Southsider, I think 82.5 wins is far too high.
Wow.
Of an improvement from last year. I know they made a lot of moves, but I honestly don't think Robin Ventura is that great of a manager. The pitching slightly improved, but their bullpen was so fucking bad last year.
He's not that great of a fighter either.
Yeah.
He'll never be able to live that down.
Oh, dude, headlocks, I mean, are just his Achilles heel instantly. So, so I don't think they're going to win. They might get to 80. They might get to 80, but I'd be very happy if they did. And, granted, I'd love to lose this bet and have them make the playoffs, but the under feels pretty good for me.
That's going to wreck your entire season.
Who'd you just pick?
He loves the White Sox. Every year he and I bet I have the Brewers, they're my team, and he has the White Sox, and it's been good for me the last couple of years. We bet a Fresh Brothers pizza on it.
Yep.
So now you're going to be kind of rooting.
Well, now here's the thing. If they win, if they do well and they go over 82, and then I'm pretty much a lock for that Fresh Brothers pizza though. Because I don't think your Mariners are gonna, your Brewers are gonna get there.
It's straight up Brewers versus White Sox?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I would take the White Sox.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's won the last 2 years, though. It's hurt.
By the way, if you guys, it's just like the Oscars. If you guys take too long explaining your pick, you're going to hear something like this taking you off. So this is going to be the Oscars.
This year at the Oscars? I don't think I've ever heard that one.
Oh, yeah. This is what they play now. They're going after.
And Neil Patrick Harris probably brought that in, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I may miss a turn dancing to that if you play that too often.
Yeah, that one just waste more time.
All right, so under on the White Sox, Gary, one over, one under. Barry Murphy back on the clock.
A lot of great choices on the board here. A lot of great choices.
There's some teams out there.
Yeah, and if you're me, you've taken a lot of these already. I'm going to go under on the Reds, 77.5.
Oh, good. I'm glad you took them. Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, I think it's another really bad team getting really old quick with a horrible pitching staff. And something I read today that really convinced me, I was on the border. There's a lot of guys like Johnny Cueto that are free agents.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a free agent on a bad team, you're probably getting traded, especially when the Reds have tried this thing for the last 7-8 years with the same cast of goofs and it hasn't worked. There's other, I forget who it is off the top of my head. I'll think of it
see
as
if that's on Joey Votto's Wikipedia page. He's a goof for the Cincinnati Reds.
Whereas in contrast, like David Price with the Tigers, you could see them paying for him and keeping him. Whereas if the Reds are 10, 12 games under 500, Cueto's gone by the All-Star break. And I can't stand the Reds. So I'm going to go Reds under.
I like it. How bad do you think it eats at you after you gave Joey Votto the 200 and some million? It was 200 million, right?
It was
10 years, 200 million?
For 200, 11 for 220, something like that.
So you pay him that, and then for whatever reason, he just decides, you know what? I'm going to just keep the bat on my shoulder here and just...
Well, did you see that whole thing with him and Brandon Phillips, how they got in this argument? Because Phillips is like old school. He wants to swing the bat, hit the ball, whereas Votto's like, no, you get on base, whatever else. Uh-huh. So they already can't stand each other.
Oh, that makes it better.
It's a horrible pitching staff, really, after Johnny Cueto.
Huh? I like it.
All wasn't Jay Bruce dog shit last year, too? Or
he was. Well, he got hurt. That. So they were basically the Texas Rangers of the National League.
I see.
They,
okay. Yeah, that's
they
right.
They got bit pretty hard by the injury bug. Guys, I'm going to jump on the Rays under here. I think they're going to be absolute dog shit, and I think from here on out, I'm going to choose nothing but unders here. I just
so
love,
pessimistic.
I love rooting for futility. It's like, you know, when you see that team just get especially a team like the Rays where there's only like six people in the stands every home game,
and they lost their genius coach, right?
Right. So the coach is gone. Evan Longoria was shit last year, and now he has even less around him. The ace of the staff is supposedly Alex Cobb. He's kind of hurt right now. They just got totally hosed on that David Price trade. I don't care what anybody says. Drew Smiley.
Well, he's hurt too right now too.
Well, then I like my pick even more.
They're both going to be back fairly soon, but they're banking everything on that pitching staff and old Rays baseball. But that lineup is nowhere to say. And that Joe Maddon, say what you want, that's huge.
Well, one of the other reasons why I wanted to take the Rays as well is because today I put out a thing on Facebook and I said, "Hey, dud listeners, dud readers." Tell us what you think about your team and your over-unders. And I've actually put out two previews already, and there have been some responses to that, like you're either a piece of shit or, hey, I had Toronto winning the ALE, so someone shared it already, and you know they're happy about it. Like, never even heard of the Daily Upper Decker, but they're like, hey, these guys have the Blue Jays finishing in first place. So here's a guy named Justin in Tampa who disagrees with me thinking that the Tampa Bay Rays are going to finish in last.
Hey, Doug, this is Justin from Tampa, and you got to stop hating on the Rays. The AL East is weaker than a kid with AIDS. They can go 80 games easy, just like your mom.
So that's good. We got a bunch of good ones today that people called in and left.
Somebody from Florida saying that?
Justin in Tampa. I was surprised that there was actually any Rays fans out there that could read or respond.
What do you think you really meant by over 80 wins like your mom?
No, easy, I think.
Oh,
yeah, easy. Like easy, over 80 wins, easy, yeah. Like your mom. That's,
and
all right.
The, okay, yeah.
I just like to stay hip.
That's
on
that
street,
Florida
street
weed talk.
AIDS joke in there.
Florida
as well.
Weed. Yeah. Swampy. All right, T'Shawn Phillips, you're on the board for two here.
Well, and I don't know, fellas. I don't know if this bodes well for you, but I actually would have gone the same way for all of your picks so far.
Oh, boy.
That could be
the same guy whose reasoning. If I could have had my wife sitting right here, and it would have been verbatim the reasoning for your Pirates over.
He's taking the Expos.
Yeah, no one take them. I want them down the line. We're going to go with the Oakland A's, and I will take the over. It's a town and a team with a chip on their shoulder, and Brad Pitt is a hell of a manager.
None of those things are true.
What do you think the over is? Speaking of over-unders, how many times their game gets postponed this year because their shitters overflow?
Oh, God.
It happened three times last year. Three times last year where, like, the players came in to get suited up for the game, and they were standing in sewage at the Oakland Coliseum.
It's my kind of town.
All right. So, T'Shawn, on the over on the Oakland A's, you got one more, buddy. Start of the third round here in the 2015 Daily Upper Decker MLB preview, dailyupperdecker.com. Find us on Facebook, at Daily Upper Deck on Twitter.
Snake-style wraparound. All right.
Check an Urban Dictionary and see if that's a sex move.
Snake-style wraparound.
I bet you that is. And if not, we got to get Captain Glamorous to make one.
I am going to take the very popular pick of the under on the Cleveland Indians.
Ooh.
That is not popular at all.
Yeah. It's Cleveland.
BR disagrees with you.
Just BR. As Oakland is a beautiful town, Cleveland.
BR in the casual slacks.
You know, I've never been to Cleveland. I drove through one time. But
it's a great city. And the outskirts are great, too. Like, it's... You can find the bowling alleys on the outskirts of Cleveland that still haven't, like, taken the tiles out of their ceiling when smoking was allowed in the buildings. And you can tell that one time they used to be snow white. Now they're just pitch black. And you got to actually, like, keep score, too. They don't have the they have, like, the sheets where you keep score. They don't have, like, the overhead projector or the computers or TV screens, anything like that.
I feel like there's the one sports center guy who's from like the outskirts of Cleveland who totally drives me bonkers. I can't think of his name, just drives me fucking bonkers. So another good reason.
Bernie Kosar?
No.
Hopefully it's Larry Beal. Remember that guy? Hated
Larry
Beal. I wouldn't watch SportsCenter because of him.
Really?
Yeah, I hated
him. He really wasn't that bad. Beal.
No, he's a new guy. I don't know. I can't think of his name.
Did he replace Stuart Scott?
Oh, on ESPN, it's Jay, the Jay guy who's always talking about
he's horrible. The cold pizza guy?
Yeah,
he's terrible.
Is that show even did Cold Pizza
changed
go in the first
yeah.
date?
Yeah, yeah.
God, that first date show. Fuck,
that's terrible. Too. Yeah.
Well, here at the Daily Upper Decker, we think the Cleveland Indians are actually going to win the AL Central, and so does Josh from Cleveland.
Hey, Dad. This is Josh from Cleveland. Loving everybody's high on the tribe this year. You fucking should be. If I had cash, I'd bet it all on the over. Too bad I haven't worked in 6 years, though. We're still in a recession here.
And then it just trails off. I think that's the best part. Like, you know, he just thinks the recession hits him again, and he forgets to hit hang up on his phone.
It might have cost him another minute on his cell phone plan.
Yeah, right? You know, it's a tough beat for him. So I'm going to turn around right away, and I'm going to take the over on their wins. So thanks for that, T-Sean. I completely forgot about doing that. So I'm going to take the over 84.5 wins on the Cleveland Indians.
Wait
a minute.
What the fuck is that?
I thought we couldn't pick the same team.
You don't pick the same fucking team.
No,
the team's off the board.
No, the under's off the board. I can take the over.
Oh, I thought once a team was picked, you couldn't go either way.
No, you just shit. I can't just say, like, you know what, God, Murph, that under on the Yankees sounds good. Okay. So I can take the over. I'm going to take the over on the Cleveland Indians.
Wow. Well, you know, I have some side action with Josh from Cleveland too on the White Sox Indians.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
But this is like if they sweep the series,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
big
yeah.
money.
Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with season wins, but head to head. But still, you know, I fuck Josh from Cleveland.
So wait a minute here. So do we pick every team twice? I don't understand.
No, in the past we did it, but the podcast took about 6 hours. So we're just going to roll here. We're going to choose a couple of teams, and when we decide that we have enough time, like enough filler for content, then we'll just move on and we'll call it a dud MLB preview.
All right. I think that's
so I'm taking the over. I'm worried about the pitching. Not real happy about TJ House and Zach McAllister at the back of the rotation. But, you know, everyone is high on the Royals bullpen, and they kept talking about how great the Royals bullpen last year. And actually, the Indians had a lower ERA than them. So their bullpen is actually pretty solid as well. Now that John Axford's out of there, that's for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, his kid got bit by a snake. Did you see that today?
John Axford?
Yeah.
Hell? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
That's horrible.
Yeah, he fucked us. He fucked us.
Fucked his kids.
Unbelievable.
It's a great story later in life. You know,
what, that your
time,
kid got
yeah,
bit by a snake?
Yeah, remember the time Johnny Jr. got bit in the pee-pee by a snake?
Is that where he got bit?
No, I don't
penis?
Know. I just that's a better story.
Oh, then I'd feel bad for him. All right, Barry, you're on the clock.
All right. I'm going to go with a fun pick that is I've gotten a lot of arguments about, and that's the New York Mets under, actually.
Oh, yeah, I completely disagree.
I know you do.
I know you do. I like it.
This is another team where I know you like to argue the Zach Wheeler for Harvey trade-off, uh-huh. which is fine and all. But this Bartolo Colon thing drives me insane every year that he's actually starting on opening day. It absolutely drives me fucking
it's nuts.
Bonkers.
Yeah.
And they keep moving the damn fences in so David Wright can hit double-digit home runs. I think the Mets burned me like 3 years ago, and I just can't stand them. But I also think as bad as the Phillies and Braves are, I agree, Marlins are going to be good and the Nats are going to be awesome. I just don't see them getting 82.5 wins. And if you did a history thing on the Mets like you did to me on the Yankees, mm-hmm. I bet you that that's under 82. I don't know.
How much
does
the last
10
years?
Years.
Yeah.
How much does Bartolo weigh?
And
these
Danny Murphy's still hurt.
Let's say the Mets just really trail off. Like they can't trade Bartolo Colon to an American League team. One of the greatest parts of a baseball game that Bartolo Colon participates in is when he has to go up to home plate and swing the bat. Have you seen this?
Yes. Pretty great. It's wonderful.
Oh man, it's like almost as uncomfortable like when you meet a girl's family for the first time and you find out that you fucked her sister. It's like, oh my God, that's your
did you
sister?
See the time T-Shawn came to play on the Prince of Wales softball team? He had those white dancing pants on and he had
Are
like white golf shoes.
No, that's not
I'm
correct.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Steve Altenberg wore jeans
did
to
he?
Play softball
Rip
one time.
Jeans?
Yeah. No, I think you were there. I think just regular mom jeans, actually.
Mom jeans?
Yeah.
I wore designer jeans.
You definitely did. You look good up there.
I may have ripped them, though.
We've had some great subs over the years.
All right, well, good luck with that. That's Barry taking the under 82.5 wins. ESPN says 80 wins. Bleacher Report says 82, so they're on board with you, Murray.
I wish they were the other way, to be honest with you. This Bleacher Report is insane.
Hey, let's just get a fan to talk about sports. That's basically what we do here anyway, too. All right, hey, Gary, you're on the board for two.
All right, Gim, I'm glad you mentioned the Royals earlier because as much as you kind of bashed their relief pitching, which was excellent in the playoffs. They actually, the Royals were shitty in one-run games last year during the regular season. They actually were like 10 games under 500 in one-run games.
Well, it's because of their manager.
Well, that
usually one-run games come down to your bullpen, which was beyond fabulous for the Royals. Yeah. So if you're losing games, then the next one that you look at is your manager.
Well, I'm going to surprise you, and I'm going to say that they're going to do better in one-run games this year, and they're going to go over 79.5 wins.
I want to trade all of my picks for Gary's.
The Royals are going over. Like I said earlier, I think the White Sox are overrated. I think the Tigers are regressing. Indians, I'm not so sure about. I think they're in a pretty weak division. I mean, it's going to be competitive, but I think they're going to get a lot of wins, a lot of close wins, and they're going to go over 79.5. And ESPN agrees with me, so that I got that going for me.
Oh, man, I just completely disagree with you. 95 home runs last year.
Doesn't matter.
Just winning on the bases, you know. Old school.
And if I was worried about the Cleveland Indians starting rotation, that Royals rotation is even worse.
I do like to spice up bets a little bit. I'd like to offer you even better odds, and I'll push it up to 81.5 actually on the Royals if you'd like to.
I'll still take the under on that.
I know you would, but
he's saying he'd give you two extra.
I'm giving you two extra.
I'm glad I got Barry on my side.
Oh yeah, I like the Royals.
All right, Gary, you're still on the board for one more.
Oh, okay. Well, this one I really don't have anything to back up. It's just every fucking year the Cardinals win a shit ton of games. And I know they're a public team, so I should probably go under, but I'm going to go over. I'm just going to go. Jimmy, you always tell me to do the opposite of what I initially feel. And when I initially saw this, I was like, ah, that's got to be an under this year.
The gambler's mantra.
Which
go
team
the
is
other
this?
Way.
This sorry, is the St. Louis Cardinals.
The St. Louis Cardinals, you're going the under.
Yes.
No,
I'm going the over. No, I'm going the over. Yeah, I'm saying that I felt like I should go under initially. But the Cardinals every year win a shit ton of games. The end of the year, and they're going to probably end up right at 88. Most likely, they'll squeeze into the playoffs.
Would you say, Gim, regardless of records, regardless of whatever, that they actually have a better team than last year?
The Cardinals?
Because you know what their over-under was last year?
I bet you the over-under was like 85.
It was 92.5.
Wow. Was it last year?
Yeah, because
they won 90.
It's because they're a public
team.
Yeah,
they didn't get there.
Wow.
And they always go over.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why I question 87.5.
There's something with that team where it's just like, let's say Wainwright would go down, then this is the year Waka will step up and
yeah. Well, Waka went down last year, and that hurt them really bad.
Right, but they still won 90 games in a division. There's just always there's always that that next man up.
Yeah,
yeah.
That
and you know Jason Hayward's going to be good with them somehow.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not even a Cubs fan, and I hate the Cardinals too, but I'm rooting for them this year.
T-Raj.
It's the weirdest city in America.
We got to talk, man. What's this Cardinals? Under 88, over under 88, man, come on, when's the last time? Last time they had 88 or less wins was 2010. Yeah, yeah, 2010, because your mom was still dating that midget. I'll take 88 all day long, buddy. Four NFC series in a row, Cardinals, 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 take it easy there, dud. I like that. So, guy, so T-Raj, T-Raj agrees with you. T-Raj on my side, big Cardinals fan. All right, now that you're knowing you're with those picks, you get me some more of that Jim Beam.
This is the greatest thing about being friends with Gary, who works at Mandatory, which we're nothing but sports and crap at the Daily Upper Decker. What do you think you are at Mandatory? What's your tagline?
We're the greatest men's site on the internet.
Is that your tagline?
I think it's one of many.
That'd be a great tagline.
I was thinking like funny shit and tits, or like tits and worthless shit. Like it's worthless knowledge.
We've had originally it was Bringing Back Man. That was the AOL approved slogan and or motto, and I think we just went to the greatest men's site on the internet later on, so which, you know, speaks for itself.
Doesn't bode well for the dud. Kind of lagging in that category, I guess. All right, Barry Murphy, back on the clock.
Surprisingly, I'm going to take an under here. I'm going to go under on the Texas Rangers, 76.5. We all know about, obviously, Yu Darvish. That is another abysmal pitching staff.
Yeah.
And an equally horrible team all around, pretty much, with a really bad manager.
And they lost
Nelson
Cruz.
There's so many
Cruz.
Chances there. Yeah. So, well, Nelson Cruz, they lost 2 years
ago. Oh, yeah. That's right.
But anyway, like, you know, they lost Profar at second base, which, you know, he was a big question mark anyway. Fielder's coming back from the neck surgery, so he's a big question mark. Some guy named Ruff Oder is playing second base
Ruff
for him. That never bodes well for you. Andrews is a joke. Beltre's like 45.
I mean, like, Chu would have to be back to his best year ever. Beltre would have to be back to his best year. And Beltre's like way older than everybody thinks.
Yeah,
like
30, right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And if he's not playing for anything, he's, come on.
Right.
But, yeah, I think Colby Lewis might be their two starter. I mean, it's a bad team. And in a way improved division because the Astros are better. The Mariners are even better. The A's are going to be the A's. So, yeah, that's my under.
I like it. I think that's actually a great, great pick. I
as if my other ones weren't. Is that what you meant by the actually?
No, I'm just.
He loves to rub it in.
Yeah, he does like to rub
it. I'm
thinks he's so damn smart over there.
I'm gonna keep going with the futility train. I'm gonna go with the Minnesota Twins under.
Oh.
Under. That's for me. In 2018, I think the Twins are gonna be great. Unfortunately, it's 2015. I mean, if. Did you see their starting rotation?
I can't name more than
it's
two
better than last year's though,
which
is really sad.
Their ERA was like 6 last year. It was crazy. Phil Hughes was like a bright spot. That's actually not bad. And they have Irvin Santana next.
And Nolasco was their one last year.
Yeah, that's Jesus. Pretty crazy. Yeah. So now he's their number 3, which still is no good. Kyle Gibson hasn't been good. He's they're kind of high hopes on him. And then Tommy Malone actually could be a guy.
He's a great 5.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But I
what
just,
about our boy Danny Santana?
Yeah, a couple stolen bases.
All-star this
hits.
Year? Can I get a I don't know, plus 160 on that? I'll take it.
All-star Danny Santana? Yeah. Each team has to send one, right? Send
they
one.
Still do that?
They got to send one.
They're raving about this Pinto kid, catcher.
You mean the guy who's playing behind Kurt
71 and a half, arguably bad division.
It's not a bad division. I think that's a very competitive division. I think between the Indians, Tigers,
bad.
White Sox, I'm still going to go with the under.
Okay.
I just – Torrey Hunter and Wright?
Sean, take the over on the Twins. Just to fuck,
no,
just
no,
to
no,
fuck
no.
Him.
Hold on.
A lot of action on the AL
Central. We have a caller here. We got Teddy from Chicago who moved there from Rochester. He's got something to say about the Twins.
So he's from Rochester, not Chicago.
Hey, Dunn. I read your AL Central preview today, and it sucked more ass than the poor fucker who winds up the bottom of a Rochester leaf blower. The Twins will finish at 500 this year, you prick.
So there's one fan. There's one guy who's not a fan of
Twins fans are loyal, though. You got to give it to them.
Well, they have to be. But, I mean, even Paul, you got a new manager this year, too, Paul Molitor. If Ron Gardenhire couldn't win with those guys, Paul Molitor's not going to be able to either.
You think he's going
to
be a Kirk Gibson type guy? It just doesn't work.
Paul Molitor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's just a name.
Like Alan Trammell, everyone's hoping.
Like Rob Ventura.
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you think it'll be over under 32 degrees at opening day in Target Field?
Are they playing on Monday?
Actually, I forget.
Field?
Well, whatever their opening series is, it'll probably be like
over
30s.
Under 30. I'll take the under. It always is. They never learn. Like the Brewers
Let's
should
see,
open with a 10-game homestand. Mm-hmm. The Dodgers should open with a 10-game homestand. The Angels, like they got to be better with that. Like the first 10 games, why give a team a 10-game homestand in the middle of August in Arizona, right? I mean, they should get 10 right away. Then they should be on the road in August. Anyway, T-Shawn, you're on the clock.
Oh, boy. All right, so as it so happened, I was living in Denver, Colorado, when the Colorado Rockies
don't
came
do
to
it,
be.
Sean. Don't do it.
And so I'm going to take the over.
Big shit.
Well, no, the Banana Republic says 62 wins, but fuck those guys.
What do they know?
He's
about
going
that?
With ESPN and magazine. They actually use computers.
I worked at the Breckenridge Brewery, which was just kind of kitty corner across from the stadium back in 95 with the Blake Street Bombers with Andres Galarraga. El Gato Grande.
I thought there was an R in his last name.
Yeah, there might have been.
Who else was on that team? Dante Bichette?
Dante Bichette, yeah.
Sean, what would the
Vinny Castilla.
What would the Rockies record have to be after, let's say, 50 games for you to actually learn more than 5 guys on the team? 40
no, no, no.
10?
I'm invested now.
Oh, day you are?
One. Day one, I'll learn at least 2 guys.
All right. Oh, so right now you don't know.
I'm hoping Troy Tulowitzki is still on the team.
He is. Right now he is.
Yeah, and he actually has one of the funnest names that actually, if you just go through it phonetically, you get it right anyway. It's not like that Tex Serrera guy on the Yankees.
That is a tough one.
How about Johnny
How do you
Peralta?
Say it again? Teixeira?
Teixeira.
That's bullshit.
All right. There's Bring it down. All right.
Hey, real quick. You were right. The Twins open on the road in Detroit.
Yeah, they're going to get smoked. Where it's going to be like 38
exactly,
degrees.
Exactly.
All right, very good. Here's a Rockies fan who called us who's actually going to be a big fan of that bet, Tishon.
Hello, Duds. This is Adam Bockross, and I would like to say, go Rockies. This is the year that nobody gets hurt. Nobody, baby. 86 wins in a wild card.
Is that George Costanza or Adam Fagra?
That's pretty great. You know what I love about the Dudcast is
one of them is
production
actually Jewish.
Combined.
All right, Tishon, you're also on the clock for one more. Three overs for Tishon right now.
I'm doing it again.
Okay.
I'm doing it again. So I was there at the opening day of Sky Dome in Toronto.
Where haven't you lived?
And
you're not in the military. That's the craziest thing. You've traveled more than guys in the military.
Just running from the law. But
I don't think he paid taxes.
opening day, we had the worst tickets in the whole stadium. My mom was yelling at my dad, who was quite fabulous.
For the shitty tickets?
He had the worst ticket in the stadium. He was in the hotel room, the one where the couple got busted. It was his mom and dad banging each other. And she was just trying to watch the game, and he couldn't get around the—
What year was this, Sean?
I think this is like
92, 93.
No.
That's when the
Sky
Dome?
No, 88?
Yeah, it was like 87 maybe.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I don't know. I was single digits. I was like 8 years old at that.
Sean, I'm gonna give you a Toronto quiz. 1988. You ready?
Yeah.
You give me the first name of this player. Ready?
Yes.
Barfield.
Jesse.
Oh, impressive.
But at that time, like
Gruber.
Barf was pretty funny to me. So
to be a great word.
Gruber.
It'll come back.
Peter Gruber.
No.
Peter Gruber.
All right, so that's a
sex move.
I like the Jays, and 2 years ago they actually fucked me. Some sort of jackass in this room really advised that I take the over on this. So, so I think they owe it to me.
Sounds like a degenerate.
This year. So
I think it's a great bet.
Jays on the over.
Their offense. I think that the Blue Jays and the Red Sox are very similar teams. I think that the offense is just better for the Blue Jays.
Key to the Blue Jays, Russell Martin.
Yeah, I like that.
Managing his staff.
It's great.
It's going to hurt the Pirates this year.
Joey Bats looks good this spring. He looks healthy.
Got rid of that bum Lowry. Donaldson's 50 times better than Lowry.
Oh, yeah. It's great. I mean, I think he's
still
got
to get Reyes to show up.
I mean, that's like five or six. Yeah, that's the thing. They're one of those teams that, if they're healthy, if Joey Bats and Reyes stays healthy, they're a great team. If not, see ya. I'm going to go under. I'm going to take the Brewers under.
Wow.
I just think that I don't know if they're going to finish last place, but I do like—
I hope so.
I disagree with you that the Reds are going to lose fewer than 77 and a half games. I just think that they had so many people who were injured last year.
Okay.
And I think, you know, Chapman at the back end of that bullpen, they do have a really good bullpen in close games with Chapman. I do like them. But again, it all depends on injuries. And the Brewers just— boy, I just don't like him this year.
So with Ricky Weeks being gone, who are you?
I'm really happy about that.
But who are you and your dad going to talk about every day on the phone?
Well, I tell you, that Braun, Tommy. We should probably talk about Braun. But you know, Braun's going to be one of those guys. He used to spend when he was taking the shit. He used to spend at least one part of the season on the DL, and then since then, you know, it's two. Or it's out for the rest of the year, whether it's a suspension or injury. He just— – that was the thing. Like, it also helped him hit balls out of the park or harder into the gap, but it also, like, masked his injuries. So without it now, he's not the same player.
So what do you— –
Aramis Ramirez is going to be dog shit this year. I mean, there's another one where he wasn't born in the States, right? So his birth is probably off by about 5 or 6 years.
So their hot start last year, what's so different about their team this year that you think?
Well, Gallardo's gone. And you know, he actually did okay in Miller Park, which is just a big homer dome.
Yeah.
So he'd actually put together a couple of good stretches a year where he would throw like four or five games of good ball in a row before getting shot.
So don't you think Segura will be better this year?
He should be. But otherwise, like, you look at, is Johnny Lucroy really going to be as good as he was last
Probably
year?
Probably not, but he'll still be good.
Like, he was
though.
Fading down the stretch.
He's
because
hitting good in spring training.
So far. Yeah. So far. But, I mean, he was so, I think he was so tired at the end of the year.
Yeah.
First base is a huge question mark. I do like Adam Lind if he can stay healthy. But, again, it's can he stay healthy? And I'm really, if you look at the Brewers, 2 months last year, they were really good. The rest of the year, they were complete dog shit, one of the worst teams in the league. So I'm going to take the team that I saw for 4 years or for 4 months of the year last.
I hope
year.
You're Makes right.
Sense.
Yeah,
sound.
you would hope I'm right.
That would be another Fresh Brothers Pizza win for me if that happened. Hopefully, so I would like that.
Sounds like you're overthinking it. I think.
I don't think so.
From this mic over here, it sounds like it.
Well, here's someone who's not going to agree with me.
Hey, Tut. This is Muggy from Wisconsin. Don't be hating on the Brewers, bitch. I could see them win easily 85 games this season. Possibly a wild card first. Braun's innocent. I'm out.
That was a Jim Rome clone.
It could be. And then here's one more.
Hey, Dud, this is Jigsy Cat from Wisconsin. And if you think the Brewers are going to win less than 81 games this year, then you're a bigger turd than Kanye West.
People back home like the Brewers, man. I mean, that's what you do during the summer. You go to Brewer games, you go to Summerfest, and a couple times each summer, you just close your eyes and pretend that your wife isn't as fat as she really is.
Well, if I wasn't a fan, I would probably take the Cubs under, but I'm not going to do that because you guys did it to your teams. I'm going to actually take another under. I'm going to take the Phillies under 68.5.
Oh.
Let's hope Bleacher Report nails this one with 57.
57 wins.
Jesus.
Do they know there's 162 wow. games?
105 losses.
You know how bad you got to be to win 57 games?
I mean, that would be awesome. You know, the Phillies have lost like more games, I think, in the history of Major League
yep.
Baseball than any other team. Is
that is a correct
yeah?
statement.
It is.
There you go. Add to it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it helps
so,
that you've been around since, you know,
right.
the birth of Christ.
Well,
Obviously, we all know Cliff Lee getting hurt was huge. Hamels is going to get traded. It's just a question of when. And then, like, you know, you got rid of clubhouse guys like Rollins and whatever else. And as much as I love Rhino,
no one
he's
likes
not
him.
A good
nobody
manager. And nobody likes playing
he's
for
just,
him.
He's just one of those guys right now yeah. who's the GOAT. Like, yeah. he was like the Davey Lopes when the
There's
Brewers
a chance.
Shit. They brought in guys like Jerry Royster, Davey Lopes, Ryan Sandberg.
There's a chance that him and Carlos Ruiz will get in a fist fight at some point.
That'd be
it's
awesome.
A very DeMarcus Cousins-y situation that's brewing here.
I think the most troubling part of this, the number, the 68.5, is that it really hasn't moved, right?
No, it hasn't. Even when Lee got hurt, it didn't
right.
move.
So
it's like
so
they're assuming Hamels is going to get traded, like as if it would have been 74 or some shit.
Right.
But that's I know the Braves are down, but the Mets, everyone obviously thinks they're better. The Marlins, we know, are better. And the Nationals are somehow better. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I just like these dog shit teams. I like going against them.
Agreed.
Although the Sixers fucking bit me in the ass. Damn it.
Gary. On the board.
I'm going to stay in the NL East. I'm going to go under. Can you guess which team?
In the NL East?
Braves, yeah. Every time I checked, they were losing an all-star outfielder this offseason. And
like they kept the worst one.
Yeah, exactly.
The worst one. They're like, he's good.
That's pretty untradeable.
I think they, if I remember correctly, they were pretty hot going into the last month of the season last year. They fell apart. And they just blew everything up. And I think that they did it to, like, rebuild their farm system. So this year will be a rebuilding year, and they'll probably win.
I think they even, like, they tried to trade B.J. Upton, and people were like, B.J. Upton, no way. So they called them, and they're like, hey, can you change your first name?
Yeah.
maybe people think you're, like, your brother or, like,
yeah,
some
and
other
he's going
Upton
back to Melvin this year, B.J.
Melvin, yeah. So they're probably like, can you change your name to Melvin? That'd be great. They still couldn't move him. Like, I think if the Phillies are
Boss
willing
Junior.
To give teams, like, what do they owe Ryan Howard? $60 million over the next 2 years, right? Something like that.
Is
and
he still that
they're,
much?
They're willing
Probably.
To give. They, the report came out that
one
said
more
they're
year.
Willing. No, they're willing to give teams $50 million and Ryan Howard. Just get him out of here.
Yeah. So he will be traded.
Howard?
And there's no reason Utley shouldn't be traded, too, if he comes out halfway hot.
Right. So it's the same thing with the Braves. Like, you know, at that point, you almost, like, eat his entire contract and just say, like, we'll give you $45
million. I feel like he has, like, 3 years left, though, at, like, $18 million a year, Upton. I think
it's
he's only
like
been
that.
There 2 years, and it was a five-year $98 million deal.
Was it 90 or is it 75? I thought it was, like,
no,
five
it was
for
90.
70. Wow.
Yeah. It was $18 million a year.
eight.
He'll probably go fucking nuts this year and make me lose that bet, but still.
No way.
No, I think it's
can't
think
be
it's
that
great.
Bad for that many years in a row and be good.
That's
somehow.
True.
The only thing that sucks about the Braves is that usually their bullpen is so good that last year you won on that under.
Yeah.
Barry took the under last year, but at first they started off like just as hot as
15-3.
Yeah. And it was unbelievable. Their record in one game, one run games was impeccable.
But that was like, remember we were laughing at the pitching staff because it was like Aaron Harang was 6-0.
Yeah, and he's,
it was like,
he's still there.
He's the number two on the Phillies, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
He's on
the
Phillies.
That's right. Yeah.
Which bodes well for you.
Yeah. So, anyways.
All right, Gary, you're on the board for one more. This is the final round, gentlemen. Final round. So make it count.
This one is it's very personal. It's another under in the AL East. And after my wife's football team, the Patriots, made it to the Super Bowl, I said, I'm done rooting for any fucking Boston team by association. I'm completely done with it. I've been through a Boston Bruins Stanley Cup championship. I've seen the fucking Red Sox win the World Series. And this past year, the Patriots won the Super Bowl. I'm done. And the Red Sox are going under. They're just going to suck. And I'm going to be happy about it. So I'm going under on the Red Sox.
Can you imagine some poor bastard who like lived in Boston from 1920 to like 2003?
He died before.
He lived 83 years and just lived through just like the biggest shitstorm like sports wise. The Celtics were great. The Bruins, no, we're not.
This is a geeky fantasy question, but do you think for an 85.5 win prediction, Clay Buchholz didn't even get drafted in any drafts, and he's
That's
their starter?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's got to be like a record, right?
Yeah.
Like nobody in their rotation even got picked.
Yeah. Right. Justin Masterson is their number four. He's
Shelby Miller.
He's
right?
Been terrible.
Who else is in there?
I mean, yeah, Shelby Miller left. He got traded right from the.
There's Bruins. The huge yeah. that huge. Here's what I think about the whole Poppy Ramirez thing. Like you got him and Sandoval. You got the whole Dominican thing, but Poppy's the glue.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys that's in another contract year. Do we pay him? Who knows? And if he falls apart, those guys are done.
Yep, I agree.
Because they're weak.
Shelby Miller's actually on the Braves.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, he's like their number.
I do like that Rusnik.
So that
would have
just
guy,
made their rotation. Like you'd have been like, oh, wait, maybe they can win 86 games.
Yeah.
No, not anymore.
To me, the Red Sox are like the Marlins. I know you think they have a good pitching staff, but I think both of their lineups are really good and both their pitching is awful. Mm. For a team that's in the 80s prediction.
Right.
Anyways.
Well.
That's
like your opinion, man. Barry, one more pick for you, buddy.
I'll take the Marlins under.
All right.
Good segue, huh?
Did you take any? You didn't take any overs?
No, I don't believe
it.
Oh,
this is great.
I don't believe it.
Wow.
Overs.
This is great.
It's the best sport to root for disasters. It's easily the best. So many things can go wrong, as my friend Rob Salvador would say. Yeah, no. For everything we talked about earlier, I do think it's a good lineup. I love the D. Gordon pickup. I think it's great. There's no way Stan does what he did last year. There's no way after getting paid that kind of money. Mm-hmm. And I think Latos, there's a reason they dumped him. And if he's your number two, that's bad. So I'm going under on the Marlins.
That makes sense.
Which it doesn't, considering I took the under on the Mets and the Phillies, and I agreed with the under on the Braves. There's only so many unders. I need the Nats to win 125 games.
Poor logic, Sean. Boy, I get one more pick here. And I know this is going to be, God, it's such a.
What division are you looking at?
The NL West we really haven't touched.
How are you not taking the Cubs under?
And sadly, because I don't want to
have
that thrown.
Are you
going to
go
face.
Padres?
A catastrophe.
Right. So, and sadly, like you have 10 different bets that you could possibly make in the NL West. And sadly, the only one we have is the Rockies over.
Which Bleacher Report says is
why not the D-backs under?
Because we've been burned by them hitting the under so many times in a row. Like, can you see them
winning 72 games?
All they'd have to do is go 72-90 and win.
Well, regardless of the pick, the Padres 84.5 to me is one of the most interesting lines there is on the board. Like, I took the under really early, and I'm starting to kind of regret it.
Right, because
before,
you look at the rest of the teams, you're just
dudes.
Like, God,
after they got them all,
somebody
well, when
in
you
that
really
division
look at that pitching
has to
staff,
win.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take that over. I just got suckered into that. All right, I'll take the over.
That's a good bet because the Giants are going to be down. Everyone knows that after the year after the World Series.
And even if you look at a team like the Diamondbacks, like already they're starting off. It's like Gibson's gone, but they're doing the same shit. They're getting in fights already with the Dodgers. And it's like, knock that shit off, man. Just play baseball.
Yeah, I hate that pick.
Wait a minute.
This is very rare. I'm going with the betting public, and I'm going to take the over.
Yeah, it is a betting public
wins.
Bet.
Yeah, definitely.
Because remember you said in Vegas you saw it at 81 or 82, right?
Right.
When I was in Vegas, the line changed for them to win the pennant like as I was walking up to the, I was gonna, it was like, you know, it was like,
was plus, that when Shields got traded?
Yeah, it was like right at the Shields day. Yeah, it was.
Who's God is he overrated?
And went, yeah,
I'm just sad that I took three overs.
Big game, James. Wait, can't
did,
win in the playoffs.
Did you take the Padres there?
I took the Padres over. Why did I steal that one from you?
I kind of like that one.
Yeah. All right, here you go. You're on the board, T-Shawn, for your final pick here in the 2015 Daily Upper Decker MLB preview. The over-under win.
While he's thinking of that, with our whole Marlins lineup versus pitching thing, the Tigers are another team. Awesome lineup, horrible pitching.
Yep.
Tristan Verlander's dog shit, and he's there.
He's hurt now, too, right? Yeah, cramping. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Sean.
He's got a triceps issue.
He's still with Kate Upton.
That's good info for me.
That's why.
He dicked me last year. Like, I was like, dude, he's back with Kate Upton. Like, he's when he was getting, you know, the beads from the Upton.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, the one Upton with talent. He was really good. So when they broke up and then he was shit and then he got back together and was like, oh, he must have been shit because he like loved her so much.
Yeah, I think it's my turn.
He's shit. All right, what do you think, buddy?
The Orioles, how many games did they win last year?
96.
Wow. And why do we think there'd be a giant drop off? I don't.
That's
I don't
for you to figure out, buddy. I can't help you here. I did some studying.
Mm. I do like the Orioles. They did. I believe that Pat Connaughton kid that's on the Notre Dame basketball team is part of their organization. So I'll take the over.
All right, T-Shawn.
It's a good bet. It really is. You got to believe in Buck.
That's
what they lose. Markakis. Did they lose anything?
Markakis
went to the Braves.
People. Within the organization, the roster, yeah. The players were pissed.
Did they gain anybody?
Nah, they didn't do anything. They lost Duquette, right? Dan Duquette's gone now. Did he go to Blue Jays or something, right?
I forget.
The guys
who
put
them
all together. So he's gone. But they still have their bullpen.
Wieters is going to come back, right?
And you know, that pitching staff isn't that bad, especially in that division. Tillman, for whatever reason, wins games.
Yeah, that's a bad staff, though.
He's like the Tim Duncan of, like, you know, of pitchers, but they just win games.
I will say, Camden Yards is awesome, though. Really like that park.
That's something my wife would say.
It's a great park.
One team we didn't get to that nobody took, but we did have a caller. We had a Bill from Houston call in. He does not like the Astros this year.
Hey, Dud. This is Bill from Houston. Love the Astros. But not this year. Under 75.5 wins. And I mean way under. They're like where your sister goes when I tell her to find a Cheeto I just shoved in my ass. So, yeah. No way.
All right, so we didn't get to
I would.
Astros.
I agree with him. I would take
the. Can we do? Can anybody trade their pick for the Astros under based on that call if they want?
T-Shawn, you want to trade in your picks? T-Shawn was Mr. Happy this time around.
I'm
five
Mr.
overs.
Happy.
Five of his six picks were overs.
Someone had to play the role.
So, but you know, the big bets to make before the season starts are obviously the win totals, the over and the unders. But what's catching on now, Benny wise, and what we really try to do here is we try to help our two or three listeners win money, right? And Murph, having you here is special because you're the biggest degenerate out of all of us. And last year you had, like, what, 82 baseball bets in?
I had a lot, but a lot of them are which I'm sure you're going to go there, got canceled out because they had this ridiculous you have to play at least 150 games clause, which actually was makes sense, but it wiped out 80% of the bets because all these guys
did.
But
in a good or bad way? I think most of the times it helped you out. So, like, I had the Prince Fielder over, like, 31 home runs.
Yeah, that helped.
And he had to play a minimum of 150 games. And when he hurt his neck, it was
But I had, like, all unders on all those Dodgers, Puig and Hanley and everything, and that would have they all would have came in. But so I don't, you're probably right. It was probably 50-50.
All right, so so what we're talking about is, like, you can now bet on, you know, players to hit. Like, will Adam Jones hit over or under 27.5 home runs? Will the most regular season stolen bases by any player, 62.5, over or under. So why don't we go ahead, Gary, I know you've looked at a couple of these bets. What do you think would be one of those sexy prop bets?
I already put a bet down on my man, Jose Abreu, to get over, I believe it was 33.5 home runs. He hit 36 last year, and that was after kind of cooling down big time in the second half of the season.
And like we were talking about off the mic, like it was this is he's got protection this year.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I also threw a little bet down at the Golden Nugget when I was in Vegas about a month ago for Abreu to be the first guy to hit 10 homers in the season.
Oh, that's
first
a great bet.
Plus 600. He was actually behind, what's his face? Stanton. Yeah, I think Stanton was plus 500. But I like him over.
What was Tulowitzki at? Do you
remember? He was third, I believe. I think he might have been plus.
He might have
been 10 to 1. 10 to 1, 8 to 1, maybe. Yeah. He was right there, yeah. But I like Abreu over 33.5. That's kind of a homegrown call there.
Murph, what do you think?
I like the Abreu as well. I'm not a huge Sox guy, but I definitely like that one. I think the over on 43 home runs by any player is a good bet. And I agreed with this goofball's logic on SB Nation because he went back and looked at the last 12 years, and it's only happened like two or three times.
Did he used to play for the Reds? What did you call the guys on the Reds? Were they all goofs?
Goofs or something like that. Anyways, yeah. No, I like that one. I like the Abreu one a lot, like Garrett was saying. My favorite one is Jose Bautista over 33.5 because it's such an improved lineup around him.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you want about spring training, but he's killing the ball in spring training. I like Goldschmidt over 29.5, and I think it's that low because of injuries with him. But that guy's a monster.
Yeah,
I mean, he's
an
MVP sort of guy. And I think a fun one might be the under on Jason Hayward because I hate the Cardinals, and he's not a home run hitter. 17.5, I guess 14 when I saw his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw 17.5, but this got to be there for a reason. So.
Yeah, again, that's another one where I would look at and say, yeah, I agree totally on the under. But yeah. Why would it be 17.5? He's going
he's going to be jacked up to play in St. Louis. Yep. Great fans, great park. Mm-hmm.
The bet that Gary and I were talking about ahead of time that I really take this year, and again it's because of the opposite, because they're due. Most regular season wins by any pitcher.
21.
Yep.
That would go
so
over.
That's the number that they basically hit almost every year, whether or not it's been Clayton Kershaw, Gio Gonzalez, somebody like that. Max Scherzer hit it.
Yeah.
But like 3 years ago, Justin Verlander hit 24. Then it went two more years.
What
did
Kershaw have the last like 2 years?
21
on the head.
21.
I would have guessed he went over that one of those years. Did he win?
He might have
the last three Cy
Youngs. Yeah, it makes me feel like it should be under. But
did
like
you see the losses number is like 17, isn't it?
Because
somebody did it last year.
It was 8-18.
But I mean, like really, 17 losses?
That's a lot. Yeah.
But again, why is it so high?
Wouldn't you love to take the over on that one, though? Just root for all these
you
guys.
Would.
Like,
that's
you see
a fun
these poor
bet.
Bastards, like Marco Estrada, just get lit up.
Just
and
have
like,
everybody
right.
put everybody put a couple $100 in and just all cheer each other. You're calling each other.
You'd be able to root for so many different teams along the way to
or
beat
you're
that
just,
pitcher.
Can you imagine explaining that bet?
Great team bet?
Can you imagine that bet down at the bar? Like all of a sudden you just see some no-name for the Rays getting shelled, and you're like, all right.
Bunch of people are high-fiving in the corner. Like, what are these guys watching the Angels or Astros and Rangers for?
That would probably be my favorite bet, to take the over and just root for some poor fucker to get lit up. Hey, if Nolan Ryan lost 18 games one season, anybody can lose 18 games in a season. And the greatest thing is that there's so many bad teams, I think, this year. We're like a Ricky Nolasco. Are the Twins really going to call somebody up if they're just getting shelled?
Yeah, they might risk him losing.
Right, the
18.
Phillies the same
way.
Yeah,
if you're
like,
paying
you know,
one of those guys.
Like, who's the fourth pitcher on the Phillies? Do we even know that?
No clue.
Right?
I
so
don't.
If Aaron Harang's the number two, like, is Woody Williams making
no,
a
I
comeback?
Think, like,
is he going to be like the
Kyle
number four?
Kyle Kendrick is their number one.
No, didn't they trade
Oh,
Kyle
Buchanan.
Kendrick?
He's on the Rockies. He's their number one.
Feels like they could really use a wild thing.
Buchanan is like
in
the
Philadelphia
four on
this
the
year.
Oh, man. No?
Oh, we got to put that
I,
bet
I
in.
I agree.
Damn it.
The wild
I was
thing?
I going to Vegas earlier.
What, to put that bet in?
Yeah, that. Over losses bet. What
I
a great
that.
Team bet. I might put it in anyway on Bermuda if you guys want in. Do it.
All right, I'm going to give this. I'm going to give us the Oscar music here. Well, that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 2015 Dud MLB Preview. God, is that a terrible song? How many kids do you think died of seizures from that one? It's not an even song.
Probably Axford's
kid. It's
not
like, you know, sometimes you can feel like your heart going in like, you know, in beat with the song. Listen to that. That's terrible. Like, listen. Like, you're better off playing 48 hours consecutively
on,
of, like,
if you're
Halo
on Maui, though,
then listen to this song.
If you're on Maui, it feels good.
On Maui?
Maui.
Oh, on Maui. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. It's a 2015 Dud MLB Preview, our over-under win totals draft. T-Shawn?
Yes, sir.
You get to take us out tonight.
That's fabulous.
The Daily Up a Decker, nothing but sports and crap.